اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Jabir bin Samura radiallahu anhu narrates, he is speaking of an amal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the night of Jumu'ah, that's Thursday night, it was in the Salat of Maghrib. This is the Salah, meaning the Farz of Maghrib. If ever you the Imam, on a Thursday night, Maghrib Salah, then he's speaking about that Salah. He says, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana means continuously, many a time, in the Salah of Maghrib, on the night of Jumu'ah, in the first rakat he would recite, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. And in the second rakat he would recite, Qul huwallahu ahad. So we will give a small explanation of these two surahs. Like how last week we spoke a little of Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Where he said, do you know what this is like? How did you find those two surahs? But before that, we will just read a few more ahadith and come to the point I want to mention, and then we will translate. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I cannot count ma uhsi. I cannot count how many times I had heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading in the two rakats. Here he says, Ba'd al-Maghrib, after the Maghrib Salah. And then he says, in the two rakats before the Fajr Salah. So in the two rakats of Sunnah before the Fajr, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, Qul huwallahu ahad. So whether it is in the two rakats of Sunnah, Fajr, because Fajr, Farz has to be along. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. In the two rakats after the Maghrib Salah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. And then in the two rakats of the Maghrib Salah, on the day of Jumu'ah, as the Imam, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Now these two surahs, many of us know it. We know the meaning. After the Maghrib Salah, normally Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like what we say, Salatul Awwabin. So there were times, and if you have the ability, there were many a time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the two rakats after the Maghrib Salah, read another two. This is on the day of Jumu'ah, on a Thursday night. So Maghrib Salah, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, Qul huwallahu ahad. After that two rakats, in the first rakat surah Jumu'ah, and in the second rakat surah Munafiqun. Each surah is about two pages. The day that you get a chance and you have memorized any of these two surahs, at least once in your life, Friday night, meaning Thursday night, what we call Friday Laylatul Jumu'ah, the Imam, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. If you hear your Imam reading, you say, maybe this is my night. And then you got two surahs to read. Surah Jumu'ah, Surah Munafiqun. The crux of these two surahs, Surah Jumu'ah and Surah Munafiqun. And what a time it's read, is read on Thursday night. Because it's preparation for Friday Jumu'ah. The crux of Surah Jumu'ah was this year, where Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala speaks about, that people in the past also had knowledge. And it is a favor of Allah that He's going to bring knowledge to us also. The knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to reach us. And that promise was fulfilled. That is why the madrasa is here. Any madrasa you open in the world, it will always flourish. Knowledge will come to you because Allah promised that He is going to bring knowledge and He is going to go right through the barriers. And He is going to reach people in all areas. But just after mentioning that, Allah tabarak ta'ala says, but remember, there were people in the past who also had lot knowledge, but they were not ready to carry it as it's supposed to be carried. referring to the Yahud, the Jews. The Jews in the past, if they were told on a certain day don't fish, they would play with the command. They would go around the command. I thought it only happened in the past. So they were told on a Saturday you can't fish. But they would see so much of fish coming on Saturday that they never saw it on Sunday. وَيَوْمَ لَا يَسْبِتُونَ لَا تَعْتِيهِمْ. So then one bright spark. He said, Allah told us don't fish. So don't fish. But what we'll do, we'll put our nets in the day before Saturday. And Saturday we don't do anything. But on Sunday we'll pull out our nets. Now who is going to tell him, can you play games with Allah? He says, no, you told me not to fish on Saturday. I never fished. I used to think it was in that era. Then a time came, we went to one country. There were a lot of Jews in that country. And in that area, there were those Orthodox, staunch Jews. For a staunch Jew to leave the house with her hair uncovered is impossible. She has to wear a scarf. I only heard about it then. I said, I never saw a woman, Jewish woman, wearing scarf. Some of them are like actresses. Where they wear a scarf? But they're staunch. They can't leave the house without their hair uncovered. So when the time came where scarves came out of everyone, these women felt very shy. But they wanted to go out. So the best they could do was that they said, Almighty said, that we mustn't let our hair be uncovered. So what happened if we got no hair? So they cut all their hair. Cut it. But we never saw these Jewish aunties without hair. They got wigs on. So in that area, when some Muslim families moved in, that woman got a shock of her life when she saw that all these women who she thought this one got blonde hair and brown hair and black hair. Because when they become clean from their periods, their law is they can't have a bath at home. So they go to another place which is called like the public area of bathing. And in that place on the wall, there's that whole hook system. So that hook system now, when she went, most likely there, she must have wondered, what's this for? And one Jewish friend of hers is saying, that's for our hair. Say, what's hair? This our hair. Say, what? Like, are you sick? She says, no, we can't go outside with our hair uncovered. So very hard for us, so we just took out our hair. Now we can go out. So I mentioned this in one bayan, I thought like, only those are hair of women. Someone sent me a clip after that. He says, there's certain things also, they can't do business on that day. On the day Sabt, it's their day for relaxing, stop. You mustn't do anything. But they want to do anything. So they said in certain countries, he said perhaps you never noticed in these countries, they have wires in the top. Wires running from one house to another place. And with these wires, because they're not going to go outside on this day, but they need things to come to them. So from one wire it's connected and it reaches that man's house. Reaches that man's house. So their business carries on normal. Also. And they'll relax. Now they're very happy, there's robots. So now they'll tell the robot, Saturday I don't work, you work. But to play games, they did it. But Allah mentioned it. That there were people in the past who had a lot of knowledge. But when the time came to practice on that knowledge, they failed completely. So this deen is going to reach us through knowledge, but it's not definite that deen is going to reach. So to ensure that we will remain pure to our Islam, the command then came, O people of Iman, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِي يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. That on the day of Jummah, when you will be called to the Salah, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْتِ. Then immediately hasten to the remembrance of Allah. And whatever business you were involved in, just say stop. Some people think that it's a law for the day of Jummah. And it's a very hard law. And some people will ask a question that what happens if I put my wife in the shop? So the poor mufti will be like shocked that he doesn't know what to say. He can't say your wife must go for Jummah. Bigger problem. So if your wife doesn't have to go for Jummah, he says, what's wrong? My wife will be in the shop. This verse was to say that I don't want you to fall in love with this world so much. So once a week I need you to do something to show you what's your priority. That one thing once a week is close your business. Close it. So then you will see in that 2 hours I'm losing so much of money. And then you will say to your nafs, but money doesn't mean everything to me. Allah means everything. Once a week if you will practice, inshallah the chance or that time for the devil will never come where he can make a man like a Yahudi. But Surah Jummah being recited on the night before was to say, are you ready for Jummah tomorrow? That when Allah's name will be taken and your business is scoring, you say, close the doors. Close it. Someone will say, you're going to lose 50,000 tonight. You say, this is my ilaj, this is my medicine I'm taking. If once a week Allah doesn't pull me out of my world, I'll forget what I was created for. So this is Quran. That when it's read, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. The surah قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, the translation of this surah is very easy. Say, O disbelievers. But the first question that comes is, who is the disbeliever? Because no one is listening to you. You're reading to yourself. It's 2 rakats after Maghrib. It's 2 rakats in Maghrib. It's 2 rakats before Fajr. You are very tired yourself. You're saying, Ya ayyuhal kafirun, O people of kufr, La a'budu ma ta'budun, I cannot be a slave of that what you are slave. And the whole surah is this year. I cannot be a slave of that what you have become a slave to. I cannot be a slave of that what you became a slave. La a'budu ma ta'budun. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. And I don't blame you people. You will never be able to be a slave of what I am a slave of. Meaning if I have to go in the world, and it's a world where people have become a slave to fashion. And what fashion? The fashion of Hollywood. So that man will only use something if it's made somewhere. And I'll walk past that place. Someone will say to me, I want to take you to the shop. And I say to the person that, no, I don't normally buy things from that shop. He say, you don't use this. He has become a worshipper to it. And we'll say, no, I don't. And he wonders how. That wonder how is what this verse is saying. That, oh disbeliever, you'll never understand me. And I cannot do what you're doing. You are a slave in your world. And you think everyone has to be a slave. I can't. I will not be a slave to what you are a slave to. And you'll never be able to understand me. Lakum deenukum, for you will be your way. For me will be my way. But when the surah is read, who are you reading it to? You're reading it to your own nafs. It is this nafs that is the kafir. This nafs. O kafir. O the one who's trying to hide the reality. O the one who doesn't want to listen well. I cannot be a slave of what you want to be a slave. You're speaking to someone. The only one listening is you. But when you will read the surah, when you will read it, but as the hadith is going to come now, there is no reading of Quran in salah unless you know what you're reading. You must read it with this feeling. When we ask the students after Maghrib and Isha to make pairs, and they're reading, and I'm so happy to see them reading Quran. But now from next week, I want you to make an effort also that at least 2 lines what you're going to read, you look at the meaning. And then you start. Now you know what you're reading at least in 2 lines only. Only 2 lines. And then you carry on. I gave you an example of Surah Jumu'ah. I gave you an example of Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun. All of us can do this. Oh disbeliever, and I'm speaking to my nafs, I cannot be a slave of what you have become a slave of. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in his ummah, in the world there will be a person who's a slave of a gold coin. A man is a slave of a silver coin. He said, a man will be a slave of a jacket. Khamisa. I want that shawl. That shawl, I want it. I'll do anything for that shawl. We never thought that a time will come in the Muslim world, people will become slaves of things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ta'isa, the day my ummati becomes a slave of a gold coin, is gone upside down. Ta'isa. Meaning the gold coin was created to make his khidmah. He became its slave. He is now making its khidmah. The diamond was there to look after you, but the man became the slave of the diamond. So walking on the road, he sees a diamond. What was never there, you were so happy. And this is the amazing thing of this world. You will see some people who never have wealth, and they had a lot of happiness. Then their father passed away. They never have wealth, and they had so much of happiness. Then the father passed away. He left a good amount of inheritance. You would say that money that coming now wasn't there. If they were smiling without the money, they now supposed to smile even more. Because it wasn't there and they were smiling. So the lawyer comes and says, you know, your father left 10 million. But, a lawyer will always have a but. He says, my fees, number one, is about 300,000. Everyone looks up like. That's why the only person who gets happy when someone passes away rich is a lawyer. He coins it anyway and he always smiles. He says, my fees is 300,000. And then the tax man, he's going to take 10 million he left, but 2 million has to go for tax. And I'll be taking my 300,000, 400,000. So you're sitting with 700. Now suddenly everyone is looking at him shocked. When the father died, no one read Inna Lillah. Now they read it. Inna Lillah. Now when you look at their faces, you'll say that, okay, so how much are you going to get? And instead of the person saying, I'm getting 1 million, the person will say, I'm only getting 1 million. Look at that word, I'm only getting 1 million. He didn't have 100,000 and he was smiling. He's only getting 1 million and now he's crying. This is the world. When it came, it made him cry. It never ended there. He went to do his calculations again. He said, someone's cheating us. He said, why is that one getting more? The sister suddenly, she looked, she said, my brother's getting double than me. He said, you don't know Islamic inheritance. You never do it in madrasa. She said, I want to see the papers. Someone says, don't play with inheritance. She starts playing. What's the difference between 1 million and 2 million? It's a million difference. I'll take them to court. Now suddenly brother and sister are not talking. This one is accusing that one. You go in that house 1 year later, no one is smiling. No one. That's what happened. This wording, ta'isa, who was the master became the slave. The wealth was created to make them happy. They became the slave of the wealth. Ta'isa, they went upside down. Upside down. The happy person became sad. Upside down. And as for the wealth, in the ending, no one gets it. The lawyer just carries on milking. Milking, milking. Years will pass, it will go court and court and court. No one. That man who looks at wealth. A friend asked me a very nice question. It doesn't always help, especially husbands, but I gave him this answer. So maybe it might help somebody else. Woman will be very happy with this answer. It got to do with the issue where husband and wife got different taste in the house. Different taste. And it happens many a time. So normally we all say, my wife is the queen of the house. But when you go shopping, then you want to buy a sofa, you want to buy a dishwasher. So in the end of the day, me and you are not going to use it. She's going to use it. So she would like to buy something smart. And we, because we're paying, would like to buy something that lasts. But that which is smart doesn't last. We know that. And nowadays we hardly get anything that lasts. Nothing lasts. Everything is from China. It can last 3 months, 4 months. Because someone was speaking about a car. He said that car is so expensive. But one bang, it's finished. But because it got technology, so a person pays the price. So this husband was a little upset and he said to me that, see, when I bought things, they lasted. Years they lasted. When my wife is buying things, how fast it breaks now. So now I want to put her in a place and say, from now on, I'm going to buy. I'll make the decision. So what came in my mind, I told him, and I'll say, I said to him that, you know, when you're going to buy your car, there are those old cars. I remember when we were young, they were called, what was the name? I forgot the name now, but it was a nice box shape. But they were solid, solid cars, box shapes. And years later, I remember when the new cars came out, the old uncles wouldn't give away that box-shaped cars. They loved that, even if it was that old Merc. But that uncle will say, this is solid, like, I won't give it away. But the young child will come, he'll look at that old Merc and he say, this on the road doesn't look nice. But they would really move, like, big cars. But everyone likes smart. And if you tell him you're buying plastic, he say, doesn't matter, it looks nice. So I said, on the road, we do the same mistake like our wives at home. It's their house. So then I said to him one sentence which I'm saying to you. I said, this world is so trivial. It's not worth fighting about. This world is so trivial. It's not worth fighting about. Even if what your wife buys today breaks tomorrow, it's so trivial, it's not worth fighting about. So he said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a sahabi with new shoes. Normally you will say, Allah give barakah in your shoes. Like, let your shoes last till qiyamah. He said to him, lovely shoes, wear it, tear it, and Allah will give you new shoes again. Wear it, tear it, Allah will give you new shoes. Obviously in the madrasa, that law doesn't apply. That use it, break it, and I'll put another one for you. Yeah, it's not yours, and it's yours. Use it, break it. But what will happen is when we will buy something, something brand new, our heart gets so attached to it, that if that next few days someone touches it, scratches it, a brand new car came, a scratch, brand new spectacles came, a scratch, I got a brand new phone, suddenly it got a scratch, before I put the cover, that's the time to look at your heart and say, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لا أعبد ما تعبدون. I am not a slave of what you are slave. You became a slave of my phone, I'm not a slave. The difference is, if a slave comes to the king, he's supposed to look after the king. And the king got scratched. The slave's supposed to look up and say, Master, what happened to you? And the master says, he scratched me. He say, Master, must I kill him? That's a slave. The slave is worried of the scratch of the master. Now the slave comes to the king and the slave got a scratch. The master doesn't even notice. The slave has to say, Master, you saw what happened. He scratched me. The master says, why he did that? He mustn't do that. Go get that work done now. I'm not worried about your scratch. Get my work done. That's a king. A king can never worry about the scratch on the slave. The slave has to worry of the scratch of the king. So the next time something of ours gets a scratch, I want you to think about who's the king and who's the slave. If I am the king, I look at it and I say, do your work. What you worried about how you look? And if I became the slave, so he found his diamond. He never had it. He was so happy, now my life is made. But he said, but it's not shining so well. A diamond, I can get a bigger amount if I shine it. So he took his cloth and he started shining. As he's walking, shining, 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 shining. He needs it to shine before taking it to the market. Shining, shining. And it slipped from his hand. Because it slipped, it hit, and it went into water. And he now started running behind it and it just flowed. And he's seeing it going over that ledge like a small waterfall and gone. He never had it. He was happy. He had it for 1 minute and he shined it. And all his happiness was gone. All his happiness. So he went mad. And he began saying, instead of shining, I shouldn't have shined. Instead of shining, I shouldn't have shined. Instead of shining, I shouldn't have shined. Because if I never shine it, I could have had a diamond. Doesn't matter how it looked. Or a diamond. Instead of shining, shouldn't have shined. Now as he's saying this here, going, 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 he comes home. He's so upset. His wife is at home, opens the house, he goes inside, he sits down. You don't want to eat. You just say, instead of shining, shouldn't have shined. Instead of shining, shouldn't have shined. So she's trying to ask him, like, come on, what's happening? Like, but he's gone, nuts. So she calls one doctor, a Jewish doctor, a Hindu doctor. The doctor says, I got some tablet. This happens to a lot of people. I'll give him something, it's called mind block. That he'll forget what happened, and then he'll be right, because something troubled him. Let's go back in the past. Something troubled him, let me block his mind. They said, you give him this tablet, and he'll come right. The woman says, thank you so much, doctor. But how much it costs? So he said, cost 1,000. He said, 1,000 rupees, 1,000 rand, like, I don't have so much. Doctor says, for your husband, you'd rather pay up. Okay, no problem, if you can't pay. The woman says, I'll give you now 300 cash. 300 cash, 500 cash. He said, I want my 1,000. He said, but you don't have to give it right now, credits. I'll give you 100. I'll come at the end of this month first 100. End of next month 100. Next month 100. I'll take it on terms. 100, 100, 100. She said, I'll give you 500 cash. He said, I want my 1,000. I want my 1,000. The woman said, no problem. End of this month, you'll get your 100. So she, doctor gives the tablet. She signs a contract. And now she puts it in his water and he takes it. And after about 15 minutes, he's like normal again. Talking normal, and she's so relieved. She don't even want to tell him that now I'm owing the doctor 1,000. That night they eat, he goes to sleep. The morning breakfast time, as she's giving him breakfast, she says, ish, you know, what a relief like. He asks, what relief? She says, you don't remember yesterday. She says, no, what happened? She says, you came home and you were just saying, instead of shining, shouldn't have shined. Soon as she said that, he said, what? And he went backwards. And he started again. Instead of shining, shouldn't have shined. Instead of shining, shouldn't have shined. Now she's thinking, what did I do? I reversed the whole thing. So she went mad. She said, instead of asking, shouldn't have asked. Instead of asking, shouldn't have asked. She went mad. One diamond. Two nuts now sitting in the house, instead of shining, instead of asking. End of the month, the doctor comes. I want my first 100. He opens the door. One man is saying, instead of shining. Another one saying, instead of asking. Doctor went mad. He said, instead of 1,000, should have taken 100. Instead of 1,000, should have taken 100. Instead of 1,000, he got nothing. Three people died for one diamond. The diamond no one saw. 1 minute it was, and it ruined three families. How are we laughing? But when you see in the real world, you'll cry. In the real world, when you see people fight for money, you'll really cry. You'll wonder that how can you not see what you're doing? You are fighting about that which was never there and it's not going to be there. But this is this world. When that happens, you don't be that man who said instead of shining. You don't be the auntie instead of asking. You don't be the mad doctor instead of 1,000. For me and you it is. For me and you it is. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. O kafir, I am not a slave of what you are a slave of. These things don't thrill me. And it is very hard, but it starts with the tongue. It's very hard with your own tongue to speak to yourself and say, oh nafs behave, oh nafs behave, oh nafs behave. It is very easy with Quran to speak to yourself. With Quran, it's very easy. And the best time of Quran is in the early morning. And the best time is when you say, Allahu Akbar. So that two rakats tomorrow which you will read for Fajr, when you will say, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, speak to yourself. And say, I am not a slave of what you are slave of, oh my nafs. You got your way, I got my way. Our slavery is to Allah. This is the beauty of being able to understand Quran. So we will end with this narration here. May Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about what is the issue of reciting Quran and having understanding of it compared to the person who reads a lot of Quran but he does not know what he's saying. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْمُصَلِّيَ يُنَاجِي رَبَّهُ فَلْيَنْظُرْ مَا يُنَاجِيهِ بِهِ إِنَّ الْمُصَلِّيَ يُنَاجِي رَبَّهُ. A person performing salah, it is he and Allah alone. Yunaji munajat means a silent whisper. He is silently whispering to his Allah. Yunaji Rabbah. فَلْيَنْظُرْ مَا يُنَاجِيهِ بِهِ. So let him ponder deeply over what he is whispering to Allah. Let him ponder deeply over what he is whispering. Under that they write, that mention is made in a certain narration, لَيْسَ لِلْمَرْءِ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ, that for a man in his salah there is nothing, إِلَّا مَا أَقَلَهُ, except what he understands himself. فَلْيَنْظُرْ مَا يُنَاجِي. So tomorrow at least one time, the beginning this will be, where we will read a surah, and I'll just focus first on the meaning. And I'm going to read قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, and then read it. Normally in salah, because we don't know the meaning, we start the salah, and then in the salah we think, what am I going to read? So while we're reading Surah Fatiha, and we're coming to Ghairil Maghdubi Alayhim, quickly we're saying, now what must I read now? So we have our four surahs set. So immediately Wal Asri comes up. That person will never think of the meaning of Wal Asri, even if he knows it. Why? Because he never prepare before the salah what he's going to read in the salah. But see an imam, especially an imam who knows the meaning of the surah. You get imam of the haram. He while coming already is thinking, today what am I reading? So as he's reading it, you will see in his reading also the meaning makes his tone go up and down. He knows what he's reading and he thought of it beforehand. Perhaps he is that imam, not only thought of it, at night he thought of it. So he opened up a tafsir to see the meaning also. Because you don't remember every word meaning. You see an explanation also. That individual, when he'll start his salah, he will enjoy his salah like no one else. فَلْيَنْظُرْ مَا يُنَاجِي. إِنَّ الْمُصَلِّيَ, a person performing salah, he is going to silently whisper to Allah. فَلْيَنْظُرْ مَا يُنَاجِي. Let him think well what the whisper is going to be. Allah Tabarak Tala bless us all. Slowly and surely we learn the meaning of Quran. We don't start with big surahs, we start with small surahs. And we read it in salah, because this is our whisper to Almighty Allah. May Allah Tabarak Tala bless us, that where salah became the coolness of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A time can come that we only read little bit. But in that little bit we can also say that I found the coolness of my eyes in salah. Last week we started that story. If I don't continue with that story and finish it, it'll never get finished. The poor auntie was trying to get a passport. And then we stopped there. Now we don't want to leave her still waiting for a passport. So we rather finish the story or part of it until she gets her passport. The name of this incident is the sweetness of Iman. But the purpose of the story is to say that how come it is those people who accept Islam, and once upon a time they were totally naked, for them to show any part of their body is like death. As for those people who grow up in Islam, for them to cover a little of their body is like death. They say, it's so hot, I don't want to wear the scarf, I'm getting a headache. And for that person, even to show one hand is impossible. So what happened? They needed, number one, the passport. And the people were sending them department to department because she never wanted to show her face. And as I mentioned to you, masala wise, you can show the face. There is no hard law in Islam, you can't. But it is called when Iman becomes so strong that Khalid is telling, please, don't act so hard on yourself. And this woman is saying, oh my husband, I'll never allow someone to see my face. But she was a woman who the whole world saw her face. She's now will not allow. But look when Allah Tabarakallah blesses a person with iman. So she says, we will not visit my family now. It's very dangerous. First, let's go get my passport sorted out. She said, we're going to Moscow because that's where the main office is. All she had to do was show her face. Islam never make it hard. But when sweet iman enters a person, you can't reason with that person also. And that is why if ever your child or your daughter becomes very staunch in their deen, although it is difficult for you, but respect their staunchness. Don't try to break it. Because they have been given a level of iman which we will never be able to imagine. So instead of telling them Islam is easy, don't be so hard. Rather leave them. Because it is a gift that Allah gave them which they might die for also. Allow them to go that way. So she said, we will go to Moscow. The husband said that just take your picture, no one will ever see that picture, it will last for 7 years. After that I'll burn it. She said, we are going to Moscow. They came to the immigration officer. He saw the passport and the photograph. He said, I need to know you are the woman in this. So he said, lift up your veil. She said, call a female officer. Call your secretary. You cannot do it. He became angry. He took the passport together with the photo. He locked it in the drawer. He said, you won't get a new passport. I won't give you the old one. I want you to come with the photographs and you will have to do like what I say. You will have to lift your... We tried to convince him without any success. Then I said to my wife, in Allah, in the Quran says, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan. Allah will never burden a person with what the one cannot imagine. She replied by saying, O Khalid, I learned at the house where I was learning Quran. I learned this verse. Now look at this. Those that learn iman, we found it a lot of them. Non-Muslims, when they learn iman, they learn it through Quran. But they learn the meaning of Quran. She will say to me and you know this verse, what it means. You say, I don't know what it means. Say, what? You never read Quran. Say, I read Lord Quran. She says, I learned in Quran that Almighty Allah says, whoever fears Allah, He will make a way out for him. He will provide for him from where he can never imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. She said this and she walked out of the house. We performed our Isha Salah that evening. We had supper. I was getting ready to sleep. She said, Khalid, are you going to sleep? How are you going to sleep in this situation? This is a time for dua. So I stood up, like how me and you will stand up. It's a time for dua, but we get tired. I read a few rakats, I said, Allah, please help us, and I slept away. As for my wife, she continued reading Salah. Whenever I opened my eyes, she was either in ruku or in sajda. She was in qiyam or making dua until the time of Fajr. We performed Fajr Salah together. She said, let's go back to the office. I said, what are you going to do in the office? We don't even have photos anymore. This is an old photo you had, you're not even ready to take a new one. He says, do not ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. When we stepped in the immigration office, one of the officers called out her name. Mrs. So-and-so, she replied, yes. He said, take your old passport, fill in the application forms for a new passport, but pay the fee first. I was amazed. I told that man, if you had told us to pay all the money we got, we would give it to you all that. We took the old passport immediately, we paid the fee, we returned back. My wife looked at me and said, Oh Khalid, did I not tell you that Allah will make a way out? These words struck my heart and made an immense impact on my iman. Thereafter he will speak about when she visits her family. But just that first dars. We read this verse so many times, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will open the way. وَيَرْزُقْهُ, and Allah will give sustenance from avenues you can never imagine. Number one, we never knew the meaning. That woman learned the meaning. She learnt it with the Quran. And the application of it, really, she showed the world. She said, did Allah not promise you He'll show you the way? Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us also the sweetness of Iman. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.